The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in as much as they have, especially... Oh my gosh. What? Why did you drink? Have you ever seen somebody... What's the funniest thing to happen to somebody? I think it's when they choke on water. Like, when they... because they try not to... They try not to show it. It's like, because it's like, what, you don't not know how to drink water? Like, when it goes, I mean, and it could happen with anybody. It'll go down the wrong tube or whatever. But I just think that's hilarious. Are you all right over there? He says that. He says he's fine, but I literally just in the most pain right now.
I'll give you...
He has one of those... Oh, you know how, like, they have those big liter bottles or whatever at the store, like, to buy one and get this for $1, buy one and get it, like, get the other one half price, whatever it is.
I was going to say...
You were going to say, but then buy you two, start...
buy two, get one free. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, buy one, get one free. But there's... And you know what? Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. So, I did an experiment a while ago, and I'm not going to name the place that I did this to, but you know who you are, because I did an episode on it. I bought something, because it said, like, okay, so they did something with the sandwich. It was like, buy one, get one, or two for three or something, right? And then they did another one. Later on, like, they took that away from the two for three, and then they made it, like, buy one, get one free. And I was like, so what is the difference? And I bought it, and then I looked at the receipt of both of them, because I was like, this ain't right. By the way, I want to apologize. If you hear other music happening, I apologize. That is not us. I guarantee it. But what I do guarantee is that this show is going to be great. I would say, do you want some water? But it's the one that caused you the pain and suffering in the first place. Well,
the show must carry on, folks. I would be all right.
Oh, man. I hope so. Because, I mean, when you're choking on food or something, like, there's maneuvers for that. There's nothing for choking on water. Oh, yes, there is. You got to do No, no.
You can choke.
That's when you're drowning. This is like the second time. Didn't something... Remember the... I don't want to... I don't... Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Where I am going to go is back to the bee attack that ensued against me. For folks who've listened to this show, you folks know I've been in a crazy situation with bees. I've got stung on the lip. I've been stung on the ear. I've been stung on the finger. Bees have flown into my car at red lights. A bee has followed me down... into, what is it, like, what was it, 10 miles? 10 miles, I think. 10 miles, and then almost made me step on a snake that I've never even seen before. I think this was a new species just to attack me. And then today, as we're on our way to do the show, a bee flew into the car. Now, folks, you folks know from the last bee attack, I'm at the point where I calmly just leave the car and I've given the bees the car, because apparently they like my car and they want to drive it. So I'm like, hey, I'm not going to argue with you. It's for the queen. It's for the queen. Is your lungs filled with water at this point? Like, what's happening to you? Just let it out, like. Oh man, so we were behind a lot of cars at a red light, and then I noticed something flying above my knee, right where the key ignition thing is, and I looked down, and then it's a giant bee. Because I was like, what is that? At first, I was like, what is that? And then it was, yeah, I saw yellow and black, and I my brain, like, what are, okay, Artruson, what did I say? What did what? How did I react? You it wasn't like, panicked.
Like, hold on. You were like, hold on. What's that? Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! I gotta go. I gotta go. And then he proceeded to leave the car.
But okay, my thing in traffic. No, it was in traffic. I put the now. I didn't like. Okay, did I panic?
No, you didn't panic. You just. Slowly evacuated the premises. That's all you did.
Slowly evacuated the premises.
And the light just turned green.
Yeah, I literally tried to put the car in park, and then the bee like moved closer to my head, and I jerked it away, and then like as it went back to like my knee, I like put it in park, and I literally opened the door and just got out, and then like I saw the car next to us move, and I was like. The light's green. I was like, oh man. I was like, hey, I don't know what to tell. I was gonna just shrug at everybody behind us. To be honest with you, I was gonna be like, and try to point to the car. There's a bee. No, it's a war. It's a war, folks. We're trying to figure it out. That's why I'm trying to befriend all of these squirrels, because once these squirrels, it happened to me this morning. This morning, I was at the park, and I was, the squirrels came up to me,
right.
And that was a nice save, come on. But, the squirrels came up to me, and then later on, there were, like, birds and ducks and stuff, but I'm not feeding the birds and ducks.
Right.
Though I should, because I think birds would take out bees immediately, like, just fly and eat them, right? Am I befriending the wrong one? Nah, squirrels are way cuter.
They can take a hit though. You see what I'm saying? So, when a bee stings you, it's one and done. It's a band-aid you got.
Yeah, but it hurts.
Oh yeah, but if you can't, you can go through it.
See, I'm traumatized. You don't know the story. You haven't. Oh, okay, so
I've seen a bee skating on my little bunny's eyeball. Okay, I had a bunny. At this time, me and him were in the backyard. Oh, we both got stung, okay?
That's horrifying. Oh, my gosh.
But I've also had my whole hand in a dog's mouth. And other...
What lifestyle is this?
It's just things that happen. I'm pretty sure a lot of people... My son, he got bit in the eye by a dog.
What is happening here? Like, when I was young and, like, was getting chased by dogs, I ran. I was, and jumped for the car. You always go for the car. Like, whoever's car is around, it's always like, well, maybe you're partially responsible. But no, I don't know. That's crazy, though. I mean, he's okay, though, right? Of course, right?
Yeah, of course. He didn't do no surgery. That's that, though. You know.
Put some hair on your chest. It'll put some hair on your chest.
Okay, with me, I was crying. I was like 8 at the time. It didn't matter. The dog bit me, and my whole hand was in his mouth. And I just, like, they wrapped me up. They took me to the car, wrapped me up, you know, fixed me up. You know, I was a bit of a mess. I was, you know, crying and stuff. But, you know, sometimes things instill a little bit of fear in you, but you just get over that.
A little bit? No. Bees have instilled... a long, life-lasting fear. They find me wherever. And then...
I think dogs give out more fear, though, than any other animal.
No. Insects. Why? Because they're so hard to kill. Not that you should be killing insects on a daily basis or anything like that. It's just like when it comes to... Okay, think about when you try to... Like, if a mosquito is biting you and stinging you. How many times do you have to get stung before you start to, you don't even realize it sometimes because you start itching and then you're like, oh, man, there's a mosquito around us somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gets you a few times and it hurts. And
mosquitoes.
It's itchy at least.
No, I'm sorry.
But
I don't know, like for me, every time a bee stings you, you feel it, you notice it at that exact moment. But a mosquito sometimes can sneak you. You know, come in with a sneak kill.
And the only thing that really, like, the only reason that you ever really catch them is because they're so, their bellies are so full. It's like, oh, man, this was a good feast.
They have
and then they're flying. Yeah, they're flying all slow, and it's like, And then, like, when you kill them, like, or squish them, like, you see, like, the, like, how much blood they had in them, and it's like, yep, no wonder you're flying off. You had, like, a good meal. It's like, last meal.
At that point, because you have to be careful, because some of these insects and creatures we have carry diseases.
Absolutely.
But not only just diseases, poisons as well.
I'm so sure this show carries some type of poison. There's... I'm pretty sure. But just in case you're like, let me be. You know, we need test subjects to find out if this show carries poison via ears, via sound. So what we're going to do, we're going to run this test. Go and check out the podcast, The Daily Shift. You can check it out on Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can also catch it on Amazon, fairly new. You can also check it out on, what else is there? Don't forget about Podcaster. I don't know if I mentioned, did I say that one already, Podcaster?
I don't know,
it's all right. Well, I said it now, Podcaster. If you can't find Podcaster in your Play Store or your Game Store or whatever you have, you can always look up anchor.fm and it should pull it right up. It should look like the Spotify symbol, but purple. Why? Because Spotify and Podcaster have joined forces to make something amazing. Just like I hope we just made something amazing for you folks. Did we ever talk about... Yeah, we talked about the squid snacks. There's a lot we have to do. We missed Thursday, and I apologize for that, folks. But we're going to make up for it here today for you right now. How? By keeping you locked right here to The Daily Shift. We'll be right back, right after the break. And don't forget about the Wisdom app. I'm sorry. And the Jukebox Radio and Outside the Box Radio and MySpin Radio and the Jazz Lounge and My Vibe. Sorry. Now I'm going to let you go. Run to the... Go back. Go to do what you got to do. The pasta is burning. Go. Good night, but a fantastic night for everyone who is listening out there right now to The Daily Shift. And if you're not listening, then I hope you're out having fun being with ones that you love, ones that you care about, and just overall doing something fun, doing something new maybe. Like, for example, there's a game called Pickleball. Have you ever heard of this? Okay.
Archer has mowed all together, but yes.
Archer's, oh, are you? I didn't acceptable. Know. I,
no, I've been letting all that slide. That's actually good. It's actually good. Because a lot of people, some people, you know, have a chance to misspell it. So. But anyways. So
Archer's mowed. Okay, I apologize.
It's called Butterball?
Butterball? Isn't that a turkey? That's a turkey brand, or like a that's a... What? No. Pickleball. Now, it's like, I don't know how to put it. It's like tennis, but tennis that's four square.
Oh, we talked about this, but we didn't exactly specify exactly. Let me look it up right now. Pickleball, keep talking about it.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun game. And I saw it like when I was at a park. I was just going around, and I saw like an area, and I saw the tennis area, and I was like, "This is clearly tennis." And then over next to it, I was like, "Is this mini tennis? Like, is this?" Because I saw like a tennis.
Okay, so setup. Pickleball to me is what you call. Okay, I see that the ball is different.
Yeah, no, I've played. Yeah, no.
What's the one where it has the ball, but then it has a cone attached to it?
Wiffle ball. Wiffle ball. I think. No. No. I think that is what that's called, right? Wiffle ball.
They're probably called that.
Yeah, it's a wiffle ball. Because you need the, like, the plastic bat, right? Like, when you're a kid, you have the... But these are a little bit harder. But I saw somebody break, like, they... Man. What is it called? But I know, like, it's... they told me the name of it, and I don't remember. But I got to play it because they were like, I have an extra paddle if you want to use it. And they were just so... The people that play... Because they just love the game, so all of them just kind of, like, walked in there. And they all knew each other. Hey, what is it?
Badminton.
No, that's not the same thing. That's a completely different...
I said it's the ball with the...
Oh!
It's still like volleyball. It's still
you're
like
saying
tennis.
That... Okay.
Like you still have a net.
You're saying badminton is, like... Right. No, okay. Yeah, no, that game can be fun, too. You need real good hand-eye coordination for badminton. And for, okay, so for pickleball, like, you, exactly, it's like live ping pong, but, when you hit it, there's really no accuracy with it, like, because I was just playing, like, my first game or whatever, and it was just hard. I was just like, I can't. Then there's rules, like, you can only step in the square or something, I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, there's that. There's pickleball, and I thought that was a really fun game to play. Is there a game that you've ever played? In fact, I'm asking everybody. Is there a new game that you've ever played that, like, you never even thought of? Like, you discovered it in some weird way. Like there were, like, because this was, like, random. And, like, a few, and they were older. They were, like, in the older generation. So they offered me to come and play with them.
Okay.
And yeah, like, it was just a lot of fun. And they were just destroying me. And the way they move, too, they're so quick and agile. And don't, hey, older generation still got it. Just saying. They still got it.
That's true. It is.
Like, if you ever
see... The older generation are our coaches.
I'm just saying, like, if they ever walk up to you, it's like, you got a problem? Like, just walk away, because... I think... I wanted to talk about... Well, we have the... Okay, so we're just going to combine the next two things. Because we have an announcement coming up. Announcement, and also we have, we're going to do the desserts. We haven't done the facts in a little bit, I know, but I figure we're going to bring them back at the beginning of the week, so that way you know it's coming. There's events and all these other types of things to do this weekend, so go out and find them. For those who are in the Palm Beach area and Lake Worth and all that kind of stuff, They'll be able to know some of the things that's going to be happening around them. Also, there's a few things happening in the Miami area, and also, I believe, Orlando. We're not going to have all those. What we are going to talk about are the events happening this month in general. Actually, we have a little bit of time now. Do you want to go ahead and... We can go ahead and make those announcements, because there's a... The things that are happening for the month of April.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the
let me pull that back up.
I know, yes. Earth Day is going to be, what is it? It's tomorrow, right? Saturday?
Or is it Sunday? It's tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Earth Day is tomorrow, of course. So, if you can take the time out, do something for planet. Go out and pick up, like, a bottle or two. If you see it, pick it up that day. If you see something on the ground, trash on the ground, pick it up that day. Give a tree a hug? I don't know. If you see people's plants in the office, or plant something, but if you see them in the office that you work, plants that, and they're kind of like withering or something, take the time out. Give them water. Maybe even buy some plant food, which is also a thing. I don't know if they... Is there certain different types of food?
Yes. They come in bags, most likely. feed it to your plant. You put it in the soil.
But
you
I mean,
water
different
it.
plant food for different plants. Like,
yes.
Oh, a sunflower needs this, but a rose needs this.
There's all. I mean, you see,
how did
it's a tricky. It's a tricky game to try to feed your soil, okay, and your plants, your herbs,
okay,
greenery.
You said feed the soil.
Yes, you put.
So
they,
how
you
did
fertilize
beast,
it?
So
you
how did beast
it.
Feed his? Exactly. You don't remember? It was in a glass.
Beast,
oh wow! You know what? Well played.
Who?
Well played.
Oh, Mr. Beast. Like, who are you talking
well
about?
Well played.
Beast. I thought Mr. Okay. Beast at first. Who are you talking about?
He's talking about Beast from Beauty and the Beast. The only person that had like a rose under a piece of glass.
He had the magical fertilizer. He had fairy poop. Keeping the plant alive.
I think we've taken this show to a new direction at this point. He just said fairy poop. All of mine have been human poop jokes, but now people get to imagine Tinkerbell. Never mind.
Oh,
I take
wow.
back what I was about to say. on that note, I think it's time. Today, I'm sorry. Today is kindergarten day. If you don't know what that is, I've never heard of that day. I wish we had it when we were younger, if that means that kindergarten day means that you get to just go outside and play.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, I guess today's the day that we should just put on Kindergarten Cop. Is that optional?
Kindergarten Cop? I have not seen that movie.
What?
Remember, I still haven't even seen Titanic.
That's okay. That's okay. Probably not. But Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't like. Maybe I have, and I just don't remember.
You should have seen The Terminator and tried to see all of his movies.
So I need to talk to you about that. So today, Kindergarten Day. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, April 22nd, is gonna be Earth Day. And Girl Scout Leader Day, and National Jelly Bean Day. So you get Girl Scout cookies and Jelly Bean Day. I don't know if they're going to be giving out Girl Scout cookies,
candy, and planting.
And that's going to be, and that's Saturday. That's only Saturday. So Sunday is going to be Lover's Day, National English Muffin Day, and National Zucchini Bread Day. I wonder if there's something, you know what, and Take a Chance Day and World Laboratory Day. I don't know how you say it. You said it better. Because it was, I don't know if anyone's ever seen Dexter's Laboratory, but yeah. It's a great show. And also be mindful of the ratings of those shows, of course. And April 24th is Pig in a Blanket Day. So Monday is Pig in a Blanket Day, and I can't wait for that. That one sounds delicious.
Honestly, this whole weekend sounds eventful. What are you talking about? Listen to the name of these holidays. Tell me you are not getting pictures and images and things you just want to do for each one of these holidays that we have. I mean,
well, National Zucchini Bread Day? Why are you so excited for that? Why do I feel like you have like a loaf of zucchini bread? Oh, wow. Well played. Another good rehearsal.
It's the World Laboratory Day.
Yeah, but no. I don't think zucchini, national zucchini. I want to try zucchini. Oh, so you like trying new things, right?
And creating.
Don't think I've forgotten about that ranch ice cream.
I keep forgetting about it on purpose.
Yeah, you never want to bring it up. You
I
remember.
Like ranch, but not that much. Don't mix it with milk anymore.
The same rules could apply to this show, for sure. Don't mix this show with milk. I don't know where else to go from here except to the next segment, which I hope you all stick around for. This is The Daily Shift. You know how to find us. You can find us on the Instagram, Daily Shift 4, Daily Shift just the number 4. And also, don't forget about our Truist building. Do you want to give out your Do you have other things besides Instagram? You can give out that stuff, by the way. Twitter.
Not right now. Whatever. As we continue to grow and continue to release more things, you know, then we're going to go into that. You know, we're not going to.
Well, you heard it straight from. I was going to say the horse's mouth, but then everyone's going to be like, so he's a horse? No, this is not Snickers, the horse.
The violin. I wish I was at this point. I would carry the team.
We're going to go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry for what just happened to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Can we just do the drums? To see your luck on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't. So this is the point in the show where we say we're back, ready to do some entertaining, some form of some kind. What do we? Oh, the events and things like that to happen, which I did.
Honestly, I want to throw in some extra events that I know are going on.
Oh, I found it. So don't forget that Get Hired is happening at the main library computer lab May 2023 at 2 p.m. on the 18th, and that's a Thursday. Do not forget that that's happening. So if you are looking for like a job or looking for help to get a job, go to the main library computer lab May 18th, 2023 at 2 p.m. And that is at Palm Beach Public Library. Jeez, why? I think it's because I'm low-key panicking. Oh, and there's other stuff from the show that we still haven't gone over. There's no way we're covering all this, which is why you want to tune in Monday. Just stop that we're going to be going. Like, we're going to be going over, Saturday is Girl Scout Leader Day?
Yes.
I think it was Saturday.
Oh, not the Girl Scout Leader Day.
Was that Sunday?
It was a different version. Unfortunately.
I thought it was, okay. Yeah, no. I don't know. We have desserts. We haven't even picked out what we're going to talk about for the main. You know what? Let's just do snow. I don't want to do snow. Like I said, boom, and you're still scrolling.
I know. Yeah, right? Girl Scout Leader Day. Yeah, you said that right.
So we just went through all of that for nothing, and then you made my phone go off. No, it's not your phone. I don't know what's going on. You saw me turn it down. I don't know. Whatever. Now stuff is...
Not okay for you to catch a notification. I heard it, too.
Ouch. It makes me wonder what happened.
Today we're gonna act like kids because it's kindergarten day.
Yeah, it's we get to act like children. That's what we're doing. We're just acting like children on the show today. Like, there's no, there's zero amount of effort into the show today. There's actually a lot, and we don't have a lot of time. So let's get into this. These are your facts for snacks. Like I said, facts for snacks. It's a fact that you could throw these ingredients in there. You're going to make something. Something delicious. Something. Of course, from the book of Betty Crocker, 40th anniversary edition. And it's just fantastic. It has so many different things that you can put. You can make breads, you can make appetizers, you can make cakes and pies and cookies. Which is what we're gonna make. And that's just some of the stuff that you can make. Now, we're not gonna give out everything because we want you to go out, get this cookbook so that way you can be a Betty Crocker's cooker. Is that a thing? Betty Crocker's cooker on your own? Betty Crocker's chef? I wanted to talk about this one. It's called the chocolate chip. Wait, the chocolate drop cookie. Now, the things that you're going to need for this, I'm not going to tell you the portions or anything like that, but you're going to need a cup of sugar, a cup of margarine or butter, softened, egg, ounces of unsweetened chocolate, melted and cooled, cup buttermilk, milk or water, teaspoon of milk, can't say that one now, all-purpose flour, you're going to need all-purpose flour or wheat flour, you're going to need salt, chopped nuts, if you want them in there, and chocolate frosting. And you're also going to need vanilla. Those are the things that you're going to need for chocolate drop cookies. And it even tells you how to make chocolate frosting on there. Do you see that? You can make, and it tells you how to do chocolate cherry drop cookies, cocoa drop cookies, double chocolate drop cookies. Mm. It gives you so much. And who else's stomach is hurting right now because of this? Like, you just...
I'm not going to lie, that made me... That made me 10 times hungrier than I'm already.
And is there... There was salads. I could have... Okay. And since tomorrow is also Earth Day, we should do... Let's throw a salad in there.
Ah, yes. Throw a salad. You're right. It has some herbs.
There's a strawberry spinach toss. I kind of like strawberry with salad. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's good, definitely. And spinach, I like.
Pineapple salad? Waldorf?
Pineapple salad?
That's right.
You see, more than strawberries, I like that one.
More, okay, what about a tropical salad? Okay, there's a plum and peach, there's a tropical, there's a warm banana papaya. Okay, we're going to go back to the... They're starting to lose me there. Papaya in a salad? I don't know. Now I need to try that. Now, this is more reason for you to check out this book, folks. What was the other one that you said that was...
I said pineapple is better than a strawberry.
Okay, so what you folks will need is olive or vegetable oil, lemon juice, soy sauce, packed brown sugar. Of course, you're going to need a pineapple. You're going to need a red apple. And you're also going to need onions. And also a bunch of romaine as well. So you're going to need a lot of... There's a lot of things that you're going to need there. But of course, you don't know how to make it. How do you know how to make it? You go and you get the Betty Crocker's cookbook, which you can find in stores or maybe even online, I'm sure, at this point. Why? Because this is the age that we live in, folks. Just like we live in the age where we still have to take breaks. But yet, we're going to come back and entertain you some more with... What do we have? Entertainment? I guess. A little bit of entertainment. A little bit. Just a little bit, and then we're gonna get out of your hair. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and we don't want to bother you too much, even though we do. We love bothering you. Ladies and gentlemen.
As long as you bother us back.
Exactly. See?
This has to be mutual, guys.
Yeah, this has to be... Dude, like, somebody... All of a sudden, we're just going to see, like, we're going to see, like, the cops at the door. We heard you've been bothering some people online, like... No, we have an admission of guilty right here. Yeah, we're here to bother you. No, no, no. We said mutual after that. We said mutually. Oh, this segment has gone way too long, way too far, and now it's not making any sense. I should have just ended on your joke. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some more just random stuff here. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and what else do we got to do? Keep it locked.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. Take me home. I see you call.
So very much for staying here, listening to us just go on about pretty much nothing. But hopefully we have made your weekend. As you head into it, don't forget about the amazing things happening. For example, WWE SmackDown is happening on Friday night, which is tonight. Don't forget about another show that I personally enjoy. Power. What else has happened? I'm sure there are other great shows.
Okay, if I'm gonna say one, I would say Ozark. That's you know, okay. Discretion.
Absolutely. Keep in mind the rating of these shows, and just because some, like, if I, and on top of that, not Family Guy, Bob's Burgers. Or Family Guy too. I don't know if they're coming out with new episodes as of lately, but if they're cartoons, please keep in mind the rating of the shows that I mentioned, because not all of them are safe for children to watch. With that being said, I know Super Mario Bros. Is out in theaters. I do want that. I want to see that.
I've seen it already. Not bragging, but I've seen it already.
That was completely bragging. But no, really, I think everyone should have a fantastic weekend, and I think we all deserve it. We have made it through the month of April. For the most part, we're about to head into May. And of course, we know what's going to happen in May. A lot of fun, a lot of mistakes, but also a lot of growth. Just like there's been a lot of growth here this month, this show, this week alone, and on this day. You came out on the other end. The day tried to chew you up and spit you out, but you made it through. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's nighttime and you're heading to bed, oh, I'm sorry. I want to say one more thing before I get into the exit. if you listen on each different app, like whatever you're listening, if you listen on the podcast, you're going to get certain things. You're just going to get the straight meat and potatoes of the show. You're going to get just us talking. You're not going to get really any music at all. If you listen on the jukebox radio or outside the box radio or my spin, you're going to get to call in. You can make a music request. You can ask for certain songs and we'll play it for you. Don't forget about My Vibe and also the Jazz Lounge. Those are also there on the Jukebox Radio, and you have great options of great shows to listen to, just like my spin outside the box radio. Ladies and gentlemen, also, don't forget about the Amazon. You can find the podcast on Amazon, Stitcher, CastBox, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, so many different ways to listen. And also, don't forget about Wisdom. We will be on Wisdom. If you were part of the Wisdom Talk, that's probably going to be, it's going to be taking place next. If you're listening live, you can join in right now and come talk to us and be a part of it. And we thank you. We thank you. Don't forget about our truest mode. Thank you for being on the show once again. It's just been, I hope you folks are enjoying this company. I feel like he's adding a lot of great energy to the show. So
even though I feel like I can add more. I love being here. It's just a pleasure, honestly. Look forward to, you know, having my guest appearances.
Absolutely. We're going to put him through his paces. He has to go through trial by fire in order to become part of the show. And then after that, it's a series of trials. One is trial by giant rolling stone. But no, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go ahead and we're going to hit the bricks, and then we're going to go and do another type of show on wisdom. So download the app. Come and talk to us. Come join us. Come have fun. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and that's what it's all about. We are going to see you next time. And if it's Friday night and you're getting ready to go to bed so you can have a great Saturday morning, a great Saturday in general, then good night. But if it's Saturday for you already, you're already having a fantastic day. And good morning. And enjoy your weekend. To everyone, we will see you next time.